Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, I'm Eves, and you're listening to This Day in History class, a podcast that proves history is always happening. Today is November 22nd, 2019. The day was November 22nd, 1869. The clipper Cutty Sark, one of the last tea clippers ever built, was launched in Dumbarton, Scotland. It's one of few 19th-century composite construction clipper ships that survive today. A clipper is a fast-sailing ship with three masts and a square rig. They were merchant ships that were built for speed, and they were popular in the mid-1800s. They had long, narrow hulls, usually made of a composite of wood and iron. They also had sharp bows and a large sail area. Tea clippers were specifically designed to transport tea from China. Trade was competitive and fast-paced, and clippers allowed merchants to cut down delivery time. Being successful in the tea race also afforded owners a sense of prestige. Cutty Sark was built to join the tea trade between Britain and China. John Willis, who headed up a firm of ship owners called Willis & Sons, ordered the construction of Cutty Sark. He wanted the ship to be the fastest ship in the tea race. Hercules Linton, a partner in the Dumbarton firm of Scott & Linton, designed the ship. The ship was designed to be large and state-of-the-art. But construction on Cutty Sark came to a halt when Scott & Linton ran out of money. After they went bankrupt, shipbuilders William Denny and Brothers, who were Scott & Linton's landlords and the guarantors for the completion of the work on the original contract, took over the project. Captain George Moody was Cutty Sark's first master. Moody's wife, Janet, christened Cutty Sark at its launch on November 22, 1869. The ship left London for Shanghai on February 16, 1870, beginning its maiden voyage. The voyage took 104 days. Cutty Sark was built just before the advent of the steamship. When the Suez Canal opened in 1869, steamships had shorter routes that they could take to China. Tea clippers, on the other hand, still had to sail around Africa. So clippers had to turn away from the tea trade, which steamers were dominating. Cutty Sark began traveling between ports around the world, carrying different cargoes. Eventually, it was used in the wool trade, bringing Australia's main export to Britain. For 10 years, Cutty Sark held the record for fastest journey from England to Australia. Its fastest journey was its trip between Sydney and London in 73 days, reaching a best recorded speed of 17.5 knots. By 1895, the ship was no longer making money. A Portuguese company bought it and renamed it Ferreira. It was renamed again in 1922 to Maria do Amparo when another Portuguese company bought it. But when the ship was brought back to Britain that same year, its name was changed back to Cutty Sark. In Britain, it became a training ship for cadets in the merchant service and a visitor attraction. The Cutty Sark Preservation Society was established in 1953, and the ship was installed permanently in a specially constructed dry dock in Greenwich, London. National Historic Ships, the UK body that advises on ship preservation, lists Cutty Sark as a part of the National Historic Fleet. The ship is still a visitor attraction in Greenwich. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you're hungry for more history, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHC Podcast. We also accept electronic letters at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you here again tomorrow with another episode.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the great American race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.